Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Jamie Rivers, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalter, and as we do each and every Thursday in the Fastlane, let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports and Covers.com. And Lee, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. If it's if we have a weekend like last weekend, I think we're going to be in good shape. Things turned out well, and the NFL has to be happy. I mean, they start off with that Tampa Bay game against Dallas opening night, and then the two big games, the Buffalo and Pittsburgh game and the Kansas City game against Cleveland, were fabulous. And then they ended on one of the craziest endings on Monday night. So if it's anything like last week, look out.
Yeah, from an entertainment standpoint, no question. All right, we'll get into the NFL in a second. I want to ask you about some of the college football games, including a ranked game between Penn State and Auburn. And Penn State hasn't been great against Big Ten teams, but of course, you know, Auburn has had its issues over the years as well. Penn State's laying 6 points in Happy Valley. What do you think?
Did you guys see it's going to be a whiteout? You guys notice that?
Nice.
Oh, I didn't see it.
These are fun to go to. That's a night game, right?
Yeah, and what do you guys think? The last 11 times they've had whiteouts, what do you think they are in those 11 games?
11-0 straight up, 10-1 against the spread.
Whoa, Anthony.
3-8.
Oh, three and eight. Okay, so exact opposite.
Why would you do a whiteout?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. So you got to give them credit. They did nothing in the first half against Wisconsin and somehow came out with a win. I mean, usually teams lose games like that, but Wisconsin just, their offense was dreadful. Sean Clifford wasn't much better. I don't think he scares anyone. Auburn's had a lot of injuries the last couple of years. Their running back Bigsby, when he's healthy, though, they are a dangerous team. They have another running back, Hunter, a nice 1-2 punch. Bo Nix has not won many big games, but he's been in some big games and hasn't looked terrible. He's faced Bama twice, Georgia twice, Florida and LSU on the road. So I don't think he's going to be intimidated here. I think this game goes down to the wire. I think the line play favors Auburn here. Wrong team favored. Give me Auburn outright 24-21.
All right, let's stick with the college football. And by the way, Lee Sterling, for those that weren't with us last week, hit a pretty good week. So you might want to pay attention to these picks. Nevada, I think the line has moved a little bit since the beginning of the week. They were a 2-point favorite, now down to 1 at K-State. First of all, will K-State have their quarterback? Is Skylar Thompson available in this one?
No, he's gone for probably about 4 or 5 weeks. Ooh. So they're going to have to turn to Will Howard. I'm going to be nice. He's been capable. He's been serviceable. But, you know, maybe with a week to prepare, he can be okay because they finally have some weapons on offense. Deuce Vaughn is not, you know, tall in stature. He's like 5'8", 170 pounds. But the guy is a player at running back. They have a long ball threat for the first time in a long time with Malik Knowles here. And, I mean, Nevada has beaten some Power 5 teams, Oregon State, Purdue, and to start the year, Cal. But they have not gone on and played a team in this type of venue, a tough place to play, very big home field advantage, and a team that just doesn't beat themselves. They play great special teams. Seems like in big games they'll get a punt return for a touchdown or a punt block, and they wait. They take time. They don't want to have 14, 15 possessions, so they're going to milk the clock down to the last 2-3 seconds, snap the ball, you know, just move the ball meticulously down the field. The host is 18-6 against the spread the last 24 Nevada games here. I think they're going to come up short. They have a great quarterback, but unless they hit on some big plays and get Kansas State into a game where they need to come back and throw the ball early and often, another game. Wrong team's favorite. Give me the Kansas State Wildcats 24-20.
All right, Lee, I want to jump to the NFL. My buddies here, Anthony and Brad, were discussing this game, so I checked it out. And the Rams-Colts game, Colts are 0-1 on the season. Home game for them, but we got a 3.5-point spread on this one, only that for the Rams. What does that spread tell me about this game? Should I be nervous about playing this game?
Well, the Colts can't win openers. They've lost 8 straight, so now they can get down to business. They have bounced back and covered the spread in game 2 each of the last 4 years. You know, they got beat by the long ball, and that happens sometimes. Some of these teams just are not playing their starters enough in preseason, and you know, it takes them sometimes a quarter or a half to get into the flow of the game, and I think that was part of the problem in their opener against Seattle. And Seattle was pushing the ball down the field. So the positives here, though, in the 28-16 loss to Seattle was Carson Wentz. He was 25 for 38 for 251 yards, 2 touchdowns, and most importantly, no interceptions. I think he can rely on Jonathan Taylor here, who should be ready for a big game. David Montgomery, had 100 yards against this Rams team. You know, without Brockers on the Rams defensive line, they may not have the same run defense. And the Colts, one of the best offensive lines, top 5 in takeaways and run defense, and also red zone efficiency. So as long as they shut down the long ball, I think they're going to be in this game. This will be the Rams' first road game with this new nucleus here on offense here. Let's go for the upset here again. Third game, third upset, Indy knocks off the Rams 31-26.
All right, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Lee, one of the other games that is going to highlight a lot of viewers, top of the list would be the Chiefs and the Ravens on Sunday night. The Ravens lose on the road Monday night in Vegas to the Raiders. And the Chiefs had some issues against the Browns, but they came through in the end. The line is a 3 or 3.5, depending on what book you look at. What's your thoughts on this one?
So Kansas City's defense, which had problems for 3 quarters, is going to be helped out. Top 2 players are back. The Honey Badger's back. Top pass rusher Frank Clark. Both these guys will play in the game. They just don't have the depth. When you have a quarterback making almost $50 million, you're going to have some holes. They have no depth on the defense. But with these two guys who are playmakers, I think they'll be in much better shape. They've dominated the Baltimore Ravens of late. And how about this? You talk about a guy that gets off to good starts. Patrick Mahomes' career in September, 11-0 with 35 touchdowns and a donut. 0 interceptions. You know he's going to be ready. The Ravens, all they have is one playmaker on defense. They couldn't even cover the Raiders. They have no shot here against Kansas City and Andy Reid, who's one of the best play callers here. Well, you know what? The right team is favored here. I like Kansas City. I think they win and cover 37-27.
All right, Lee, how about a couple of underdogs in week 1 that were both victorious? The aforementioned Vegas Raiders, what a game that was, my goodness. And the Steelers, who upset the Bills. When you look at this game, the Steelers are favored by 6 at home. What do you think about Vegas's chances in this one?
Well, I think, line's moving up and down. I think people are really confused. If they want to get this game for free, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give you this game on me. This is all I do. I'm up till 1 or 2 in the morning watching tapes of games. So you want to get involved, just check out the site, ParamountSports.com. Love to have you. We're going to give you our best shot. And Anthony can affirm this on covers.com. There's almost 40 handicappers, number 1 handicapper combined college football in the NFL. So ParamountSports.com, the number 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee. Nice. Hey, have a good weekend both in college and pro, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.